Larry, let's start with Delaware Met. What happened there? It seems fairly unusual that a school would even consider closing just weeks after opening.
Most definitely unusual. It certainly hasn't, to my memory, occurred in this fashion with a charter school in Delaware in the 20 years that we've had charters. I mean, Delaware Met is one of five new charter schools in the state this year, one of three that opened in Wilmington. And what happened here was pretty much a case of many things going wrong at the same time. Not necessarily one misstep leading to another, but a lot of things just went wrong. The chairman of the board of directors became seriously ill. The head of the school went out on maternity leave. The transition that was planned to move to an interim leader when the school head went out on leave didn't run as smoothly as they had hoped. And there were a lot of details that should have been nailed down ahead of time that actually weren't. And these are things like, you know, day-to-day discipline procedures, including things like when students were allowed to use their cell phones during the day. These things just weren't laid out clearly. And then there was a new curriculum model, this big picture instructional model that was being implemented. It's new to the students, quite obviously, because it's a new school, but it's also new to the teachers because there are only one or two other schools in the state that offer this curriculum model. So it's not as though that there's an established pool of teachers who are familiar with this instructional method to come in and start teaching. So they were trained over the summer, but, you know, they still obviously didn't have a great handle on it. So all of these things come together to cause a series of problems. And then the school goes and attempts to straighten them out last week by shutting down for students for 3 days and providing additional in-service professional development time for the teachers. When that happens, rumors start flying that the school is about to close, which obviously, you know, when rumors go, they take on a life of their own. Going on top of that, in this month of turmoil, 38 of the original 260 or so students decided to withdraw and go back to presumably to traditional public schools. When that occurs, questions arise about the school's funding and its financial viability, because the number of students that are enrolled as of September 30th, the middle of this week, determines what their state funding is going to be for the course of the year. So all of these things came together at once, and it was truly a perfect storm situation.
Is it clear who's responsible for how this got out of control?
I would say it's not a situation where you can point the finger at a specific person. As I indicated, a lot of details weren't nailed down as well as they should have been. And the illness of the board chairman and the school head's maternity leave compounded the problem. So in fairness, the school leadership has some of the responsibility. The staff has some responsibility in terms of not having been fully being fully prepared and maybe not stepping up and raising some of these issues along the way. But this illustrates a problem that you have in the whole charter school operation. Charter schools are not like traditional school districts, which are large operating structures that have multiple buildings, multiple administrators, and so on. So when the top brass at a charter school goes down, it's not always possible to get somebody who's fully knowledgeable, knows the ins and outs of that particular system, able to step in right away. Think of it as a new restaurant, for example. If you're ready to open a restaurant and then all of a sudden your chef gets sick or your chef quits or something like that, what are you going to do? I mean, this is the kind of situation that they were faced with. So yeah, there was a lot of problems there, and just not the safety net there to fill in the void.
So the board did decide and voted to keep the school open. With that in mind, what are the next steps to fix the situation and get the school back on track as quickly as possible?
Well, I mean, certainly the 3 days of in-service training was a step in that direction. Ryan Harrington, the vice chair of the board of directors, says, yeah, we're going to keep on working harder. We've figured out some things, and we're trying to move ahead on that. Another interesting aspect of this is Kendall Massett, who's the executive director of the Delaware Charter Schools Network, which is sort of an advocacy and support group for the charter schools. She came up with a little interim program that she calls intentional connections, and it's kind of like a buddy system, I guess that, or a little buddy system, mentoring, whatever, where she's pairing an established charter school and its leadership with a newer school, and she's trying to make these matches according to whether the types of the similarities in the programs or the types of problems that they might encounter. In the case of Delaware Met, she has paired them with Positive Outcomes Charter in Dover. Both of them use this same big picture learning model. So she's hoping that the folks at Delaware Met, by maintaining better communication and developing some interrelationships with Positive Outcomes, can learn a little bit more about how to make that curriculum model work more effectively. But as I said, it's sort of like a different situation with charters than traditional school districts. It's like comparing a corner store to a Target or a Walmart. A key person goes down, you just can't bring somebody in from another building, another office to step up and get things done right away.
So if these issues don't necessarily get fixed or fixed well, what are the possible consequences for Delaware Met? And does all this, even just what's happened so far, the questions and having to vote on whether to stay open, trigger any kind of response from the Department of Education in terms of oversight?
Well, the Department of Education is obviously aware of what is going on at Delaware Met, so they are paying close attention to it. In the broader sense, if there's evidence that a school is not meeting the terms of its charter agreement, whether that's because of lower enrollment or academic concerns or poor management, poor budgeting, the Department of Education does have a process that's called formal review, and that involves education officials examining the problem, seeing what the school is doing to correct it, and if necessary, imposing sanctions. I mean, there are four charter schools in the state now that are on probation as a result of this formal review process, and that included two that opened this year because they didn't meet the enrollment benchmarks that they had to reach as of the 1st of April, months before they opened. Now, and of course, if the school officials at the Department of Education conclude that the problems that a school has cannot be fixed or can't be fixed reasonably, they've got the power to revoke the charter and to order the school to close. So, I mean, that's the death penalty, as it were, for schools in the charter movement that are not performing.
How about the other schools that opened this year? How did their openings go?
In most cases, the rollout went pretty well. I guess the one that people were looking at the most would have been the Freire Charter School in Wilmington, which had been embroiled in a controversy over the last 6 months or so with the with its neighbors, the residents in the Midtown Brandywine neighborhood in Wilmington, which they had raised all sorts of concerns over the parking and the thought of a couple hundred students walking through their neighborhood from bus stops a couple of blocks away to get to the school, because the neighborhood is such that you can't bring a school bus in front of the school to drop off kids, and the nearest DART bus routes are a couple of blocks away. So, there were neighborhood concerns there. Things went pretty well at Freire. In fact, I'm told a group of neighbors actually came there on the first couple of days of school, handed out apples to the students, helped direct traffic, that sort of thing. There are neighbors. Many of the neighbors are still concerned. They realize that this is a build-out situation. There's going to be twice as many students there in 2 years, and down the road, that's when they expect that traffic issues to be even greater. The other schools all went pretty well. There were some concerns, I understand, at Design Lab, which is out in the Christina area, because of bus transportation issues. The issue, as I understand it, is again, a charter school has it's about 200 students, relatively small number of kids, but they're spread over the largely the Bear, Glasgow, Newark area, and some from even farther away. It's tough to arrange bus routes that cover a large geographical area to pick up a small number of kids and get them all to the building on time. Academically, everything at the other schools, I'm told by school officials or people familiar with them, seems to be running fairly well, given that it's the first month of school and that they're new operations.
Well, we've talked previously about the state of charter schools here in Delaware. Five new charters, as we mentioned, opening this year, bringing the total number to 27. But we've seen indications, at least in Newcastle County, that we won't be seeing many more new charters in the very near future. Where do we stand with charter schools right now?
Well, it's interesting because this year is the 20th anniversary of the passage of Delaware's Charter School Act, which led to the opening of the first charter school of Wilmington in 1996. There's been steady growth, as you indicate, especially in Newcastle County, but a few schools have closed over the years for either poor management, poor academic performance. Several signs are point rather clearly to this growth pattern coming to a halt next year. Next year, there are two new charters that are scheduled to open. From what I understand, I haven't been able to confirm all of this, one of them is having serious location issues, and so that's a little bit in doubt. But nevertheless, there are two scheduled to open. However, this year, two new charters were closed in the spring for poor performance. Four new applications were rejected by the State Department of Education, so that slows the growth cycle. On top of that, the General Assembly approves a moratorium that will prevent the opening or the authorization of new charters until the Department of Education comes up with a strategic plan. So you've got all of those issues, and then on top of that, the Wilmington Education Advisory Committee, which was created last year to look at possible redistricting of Wilmington schools to provide better services to students who live in Wilmington, is, as part of its process, looking at the relationship between charter schools and traditional schools in Wilmington. So you've got all of these things coming together, and it's like really having a big stop sign put up in front of the charter school movement, especially in Newcastle County.
Having said all that, what do you see going forward in the state with charters?
Well, I think if you look at what Ryan Harrington at Delaware Met said, he thinks the school is getting back on track. Pat Gallucci, the commandant at First State Military, brought up a situation when he was in the Caesar Rodney School District several years ago, where the middle school was having a great deal of trouble over the first 3 or 4 weeks, and the school district administration kind of stepped in and said, "Hey, let's slow down. We got to stop what we're doing." And he said, "Let's forget about these first 3-4 weeks. We're starting from scratch. We're starting all over again." So, I mean, the problems that Delaware Met saw are not the unique to the charter school system. And this is certainly not the only time that there's been startup problems at any public school. But the people who are involved are committed to moving ahead. Some would say that if you've got major deficiencies, you're shortchanging the children, all that sort of thing. But no charter school, no public school, no private school is going to get it right all the time. I think Pat Gallucci did hit the nail on the head in as he was talking about this with me. He said, "We're going to work hard to keep getting better. It may take all year, but if we're going to fail, we're going to fail forward."